Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you harmonised a wee bit.
I did as well.
How are you?
I'm very well for episode 25 of Tech A Break.
I think it's 25. I actually was responsible of picking the file.
Well, in that case, it's all wrong.
I took a punt. Andy.
Yes,
Andy,
sir.
Andy. We have made some changes in the studio.
I'm looking around and thinking it's not the same studio, is it?
Watch this. So if I say my camera,
yes,
you can't say anything right now, but you say your camera.
Your camera?
No, your camera.
My camera.
My camera.
No, my camera.
No, my camera.
What's it all in aid of? My camera.
My camera. Sorry, if you're listening to this, this is rubbish. Basically, if you are audio only in a car, this has absolutely zero bearing. But if you're watching the video, which you can, and you will be for this episode, what we've done is Alina, shout in the background, Alina. Hopefully that came through the mic. Did it come through the microphone, Alina? No. Right, but she is there, I promise.
She is there, definitely.
Yeah, so what we've done, we've been busy in the last week. You'll see behind you, we have now have a bookshelf behind you. Look at the third book along there. Please tell me, well, tell the listeners what that third book is, the one towards the middle, the middle end. Yeah, that one there.
50 Shades of Grey.
No, read it again. Close.
50 Sheds of Grey.
50 Sheds of Grey, yes, absolutely. It always catches people out, which is fantastic.
Amazing. That's amazing.
So what we've done, not just the 50 Sheds of Grey, we've moved the furniture around a bit. We've got a screen. Look, there's fairy lights behind you.
Beautiful.
Absolutely. And Alina is hidden behind said fairy lights with the ATEM Mini Mixer.
A fairy behind the fairy lights.
Exactly, if that's what she wants to be called. She's not
answering.
Oh, she gave it the thumbs up.
Yay!
So, so what Alina's doing right now is live switching our cameras and hopefully it's recording to the hard disk, Alina. You did press record, didn't you? Yeah, she's nodding.
Welcome to episode...
Yeah, We'll start again. So we are live switching as we're recording. We're not live.
No, we are live recording.
Alina is editing on the fly, changing our camera angles with some cinematic magic. And we've got three cameras here. Yeah. So she's got a three camera feed. So if you are watching, again, this probably is now getting boring for the people watching, for the people listening. It really is a bit of a quandary.
It is, isn't it? Do they listen? Do they watch? Probably not in the car. Probably not a good idea to watch
people,
in the car.
People listen in the car, I know that much. Hi, Scully. Neil Scully.
Hang on, that's two listeners now.
Yeah.
Mark and Scully.
He keeps telling me. So, Neil Scully and whoa, you've been mentioned. So this is how we're going with it now.
Right. So, what is the advantage of all of this then? What's it for doing
that? Time saving.
Okay.
Also, it allows us to produce things. We could do workshops with it now. So, imagine if I could, in theory. By the way, if the ATEM mini feed goes down, this is an audio only and video only on there, and we'll have to edit it after the fact, but that's the backups.
Right.
So it gives us a level of redundancy.
Yeah.
In terms of we can edit it live, but it's also time efficiency. So normally when we're doing our podcast, Alina, we just let her crack on, don't we, in the office. But obviously when it's with other clients, what we're actually doing is monitoring the audio, running the cameras, and we're in the room for the duration of the podcast. But then you've got to take all the footage away and essentially sit through the podcast again to then edit the content. So what we've essentially done is a significant investment in this equipment, but the idea is we can edit on the hoof.
On the hoof.
So I've been learning, if we're going to go, how was your week? That's what I've been doing.
Wow.
How was your week?
Nothing in comparison. In fact, teeny tiny amounts of work.
I wouldn't say teeny tiny. I went in the other day. Was it yesterday?
Yesterday you were doing some photos for us. Yeah, it was flat out. On the phone. Everybody was talking away.
I've done said photos. Did they get sent over yesterday?
Yeah, they're lovely.
Yeah. And you wouldn't stop Michelle from laughing.
Giggling.
Yeah, you kept setting her off.
Absolutely. And there's a number of photographs and I'm like, yeah, that's Michelle in full giggle mode.
Full giggle mode. I left some of those in deliberately. So you can still smile at the camera. Because
absolutely,
we're shooting recorded backups, we do reset the cameras. But
this is phenomenal stuff, mate.
This camera in the middle is not actually recording. Go to camera one, Alina.
Right, it's not recording.
it's not recording, but it's live feeding to the ATEM Mini. So if the hard disk is broken and we're relying on our backup footage, I'm now talking to a camera that you will not have a feed of, because it turns out that camera can't actually record and give a HDMI output at the same time.
Is that another investment to be made, or is it...
You've just seen the hard disk, the other office, and the next thing that I'm looking at. But you get the idea. We're trying to build in resilience. We're trying to build in efficiencies.
No, I'm resilient.
I built you in.
Yep,
you're in.
I'm in the walls.
Yeah,
I'm in the table.
You are. We've also got new cables.
Look, I noticed that as well.
These are like longer. So we were going to sit on the thing behind us. And if you look, it's actually set up behind us with long cables just reaching from the production desk.
From the production desk. I love it. Alina's production desk.
Yep. So from the production desk. However, I forgot that the HDMI cables don't currently reach the other set.
Yes. Okay. Let's move on from that.
Yes.
So really, are you saying that this week's episode is all about podcasting?
100%.
Thank you. I'll take my reward later, please.
There we go. I think yes, we're talking about podcasting kit right now and the setup. And
well, podcasting in general, because it's been a hell of a journey for us.
Well, it has. And I think there's been a chap that came on, Liam Lewis, who was a guest on a client's podcast.
Right.
And he's over Hartlepool way, and he's been setting up his podcast studio. And he gave me a shout and said, you know, can you give me some pointers, advice? Yeah. And of course you
do.
And this is what led to the ATEM Mini. So 1 week ago today, we were doing this podcast and the ATEM Mini was not
correct
on my hit list. I do have a video switcher already, but not that video switcher. And that does some different things. When I turned up at his podcast studio, looks awesome. It's called it the Chatterbox.
Oh, cracking idea.
Yeah.
Cracking wording there.
He's got wood paneling and LED lights and, it looks great.
Looks good.
But he had an ATEM Mini Pro.
And you suddenly went, ooh, what's that?
And if this does what I think it does, we need one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so, ideal.
So by going and helping him, it meant I dropped nearly £700 straight away.
Does the wife know?
No.
No.
She doesn't. Sorry if that was too loud in my laugh coming through the microphone. No, I couldn't face it.
No.
But I know the reasons why we're doing it is time saving, also offering a quality product. So we're changing our base level, kind of have a technician, a studio person in to include the switching on the ATEM.
Yeah, but from your point of view though, Adam, in terms of, you know, what we're talking about the podcasts over a number of weeks, how much more efficient is Alina, is HubSmart Marketing now? You know, you've gained a load of time back, so that's a hefty investment, but also must be really good from your point of view.
So this is podcast number 4 of this week.
No, it's 25, man.
Yeah, 25 on our end. But in terms of people using the space, this is number 4.
Wow.
And by the way, we've got podcast number 5 of the week coming in at 10 o'clock. So we need a quick turnaround.
Quick turnaround.
Oh, look, we can do it.
Wow.
You know, so it's been an absolute journey in terms of learning and everything else. And I think what I've loved about ours is, A, we've had some fantastic guests.
Yes.
B, it's just good to kind of vent our IT.
No, it's been
ramblings.
Really good. As I say, it's been really good. Great guest last week from Jason. Yeah. I love you, Jason.
He doesn't.
No, I don't.
But the other side of it is kind of the impact of podcasting that we've seen.
Yeah, definitely.
Collectively. And we're going to reflect on some of that now.
Yeah, go for it.
I mean, you tell me what's been your experience. We 25. So if we just went, we consistently did one a week.
Yes.
Including Christmas.
Yeah.
That's 25 weeks.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, obviously, we didn't do it on Christmas.
Nope.
We had a break over Christmas. We've had the odd break. Sorry, I'm trying to sniff. We had the odd break here and there.
Yeah, so definitely.
I think was it July we started?
Yeah, something like that.
And it's now February.
Is anybody out there? Was the first episode.
Is anybody out there? Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. So it's now July. It was July and it's now February. So, no, it's now March, 1st of March today. So that gives you a bit of an idea on how long we've been doing it.
Yeah.
And we knew that it was always going to be a longer term commitment. I suppose to come back to why we probably set this up was I was doing a number of podcasts. Actually, a few years ago, I set up something called the HubSpoke Coffee Break.
You did. I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah, but... And we did the 12 podcasts of Christmas where we featured 12 different businesses.
That was you and Nat.
Yes, it was back in the day.
Back in the day,
And it was great. But trying to do the work and do the podcast and stuff, and with COVID and everything else, it was just getting a bit difficult
to do.
And we just didn't hit our consistency, and that's on me, really. I need a sniff, Alina. Can you put my microphone down, please? There we go. Back up. There we go. Thank you. So sorry. So we had to, you know, we had to learn the basics. Yeah. And at the time, there was an app called Anchor, like a ship's anchor.
All right, okay, yes.
And this was one of those cool startups that you see. And it was amazing because it removed all the barriers to podcasting. So all you had to do was you could record it on your phone.
Yeah.
You could record a phone call coming into your phone. So you could have a guest, in theory, on the phone.
Yeah.
Or you could record an audio file, which is what we're doing, essentially, or a video file with the Atom Mini now. And you could upload it to the Anchor website. Put some music in, some intros, and it would handle all the distribution.
Wow.
So it put it on Spotify podcasts, it would put it on Apple, Amazon, and the likes. Obviously, things then moved on, and, for example, Apple don't just let you, like, upload it now to their podcast, or you got to do some stuff, and I'll take you through that. I'm happy sharing it. Because, you know, it's all available on YouTube and out there. But then Spotify bought Anchor.
Oh, well,
it's one of those amazing tech startup stories.
Yeah.
So they bought Anchor and obviously have integrated what was Anchor. So it's now called Podcasters, Spotify Podcasters, basically. So when I'm setting up a new client with their accounts, they're just going through their it goes through their Spotify. Because I had an Anchor account, I've got to log in as my Anchor details into podcast. There's no difference. It takes to the same landing page. But I feel quite special in that regard.
Absolutely.
Although it's a bit of a pain in the bottom.
Yeah.
In the bottom. See, censored.
Very good.
So yeah, we explored it early days. Anyway, I banged on your door.
You did?
And I said, Andy,
do you fancy?
Do you fancy doing podcasts? I've been doing a bit with clients. And at first it was just me and you with a basic mixer. You don't need all of this kit before anyone starts.
We did it originally on your Mac
with directly, my basic mixer, which is perfectly decent. The mixer was £40, and it just allows you to take multiple mic feeds. We got these two mics, or those two. I don't know which ones it was. those two, couple of cables, and into the mixer, and then we recorded it. And I was having an issue with Adobe Audition.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, so I was recording it as a voiceover in Premiere Pro, the video editing software, which was stressing me out, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
But it worked, and we'd have an audio file, we'd export that as an audio file, and then we'd just upload that to podcasters, Spotify podcasters, and so on and so forth. The demand was then building for more clients. We were doing more clients out and about. We were doing our own, and that's when the fabulous team at Business Central here, down in Workspace, we're like, what if we collaborate and we have a facility that's available? And hence why we're in this room today.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I was like, right, well, I can't have Premiere Pro.
No. That's going to stress you out even more.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we went down the route of the Rodecaster.
Yeah.
You heard all the voice changing last week.
Oh, that doesn't work now.
Yeah, it doesn't. Although, I don't know. Let's try it. Alina, the monster voice. On the second time, sorry, I was drinking coffee at the same time. And then turn up the fifth.
The last fader on there. Can you hear? Am I doing it? Have you pitched me up? Andy, your speaker, is it coming across your mic?
Which one is it coming across?
Is it coming? It's just mine.
Anyway,
I've got your microphone.
Oh, no. Can you do the laugh then?
So if that's coming through on the video.
You probably turned it off.
So now you just look silly going,
Well, your first comment this morning was, I can't play with the voices.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I get that. Bigger picture though, Andrew.
Oh, exactly, exactly.
So yeah, so we set up, we got the Rodecaster, away we go, and obviously this has been the next step. So that's all the technical gubbins, but I want to hear, what's your experience of podcasting since last July? So is that 8 months? I can't even work out what it is.
Whatever it is, 8 months. I think from my point of view, very... not nervous, because I'm not a nervous type of person, but, you know, a bit of intrepidation, a bit of like, ooh, this is something new, you know. And I'm certainly, if we compare myself to my lovely lady wife, she's like, no, no, I'm not doing it. Whereas I go, I'll give it a go. Yeah. And obviously the first episode, it was just me and you. talking
that
rubbish.
Actually had some good listenership because we plugged it on social media. So the initial thing is what I'd say is when you do that first one, share it.
Yeah, definitely.
No shame.
No, God, no.
Because people did listen. People did start commenting.
But I thought it was a great idea because if you and you've picked up on this before, which I find really fascinating, me and you, if you think about it, before the podcast, we're podcasting each other. We used to come down and we used to rant, not rant, but you know what I mean.
We'd be going through
stuff. Going through stuff. We'd be chatting. We'd be working out projects. We'd be, let's put that on our to-do list. And I think that must have, if I put myself in your shoes, you must have thought, why aren't I recording what we're doing? Because, you know, little nuggets of gold that we come up with, can we share it between us and our listeners and all two of them now, Mark and Scully.
Slightly more.
Exactly, slightly more. But that was, you know, the great. And I think from that point of view, for me, a couple of highlights, the geeking out when we went into our total ubiquity geeking mode.
Yeah, sorry, Scully.
Yeah, exactly.
He said it got heavy. It did get heavy.
It did get very heavy.
But we got it out of our system.
We did. Going back to our retro gaming years.
Ooh, that was good. I forgot about that.
That was really, really good. Yeah. I think, I'm being sort of like selfish, but my spare pair of hands when we went through the SPARE.
That was clever.
So I really like that. But I also like to thank all of our guests. They've been great, you know, and if you think Hillary, very first time I'm doing a podcast, loved it.
Yep.
Hannah Worsley, very first time, loved it. So I think we've grown in a bit of confidence in terms of what we're doing. We definitely now have, apart from our pre-empted, I know what this topic is, there's no script, I'm not reading a set of lines.
How we planned this today was, and please don't think this is unorganised, it was a case of... Andy went, what are we going to talk about tomorrow?
Yeah.
And I went, I know exactly what we're going to talk about tomorrow. It's going to be podcasts.
Yeah.
And that's all we needed to do in the style that we're doing it. Now, if we're providing very instruction-based information, you'd have to script it and this, that, and the other to make sure that you get the correct order of things and this, that, and the other. But part of the challenge we had, come back to me and you were just having chats like this about things, was... when we get guests in on other podcasts, so the other day we had somebody in for Our Darling Town, Anthony Hunt. He came in. It was fantastic. Really insightful episode and pleasure to be able to, provide a space for them to do their podcast. The Henry was going, stop talking. We need to press record because it's like that's the sort of content that you're looking at. I think it gives you a really good opportunity to... Yes, it's formal. It's a formal setting, but it's also quite often an informal discussion.
Yeah, chat.
And the thing I've had is, the question I've had, and I think you've had it possibly, is, you know, have people said to you, well, why do you do the podcast? Who's paying you to do it? No one.
Nobody.
And why do you invest the time and effort into it? And you know, likewise for me, yes, I've got clients booking the space and using the space.
Why am I doing my own? Yeah, exactly.
You know, and what's the benefit? Have people gone, seen that, want to invest in your, you know, buy a product or a service or whatever? Now, we could say for you, that did happen.
Yes.
Because someone had been asked for a referral. Take me through that again.
Okay, so a gentleman that I knew almost 30-odd years ago, was working with AS 400s for a lovely company, Gazelle Bookkeeping Services in Lancashire. And he was an AS 400 consultant, as I said. And the gentleman in Gazelle basically said, oh, do you know anybody that does IT support? To which my colleague Fred went, no. 2 weeks later, he's seen LinkedIn and he saw mine and your podcast. And he went, I remember Andy Reid. What's he doing now?
I think it's possibly the actual Wi-Fi network.
It probably was, and the networking thing. But he literally said, I remember Andy Reid from 30 years ago. I wonder what he's doing now. Clicked on the LinkedIn, clicked on and followed me, and basically got to my website where he said, oh, IT support. Literally rang the guy that day and said, I found somebody that I knew 30 years ago. Great lad. Looks as though he's doing well. Resilient Business Systems. Please give him a call. Marvin reached out to me on LinkedIn. A week later, he's my customer. So that's amazing. I can categorically state that the podcasting thing has brought me business.
Did I expect that to happen?
Not
necessarily. I didn't really join. No. And you could say that's poor strategicness, but this is not a strategic. This is just trying to have a decent chat. actually. Yeah, but also, in many ways.
To be fair, Adam, we decided for it. We said, let's give it a go. And what did you say? Six episodes. We'll give it a run of six episodes.
Yeah, six weeks, wasn't it?
But for a bit of a, let's do it for a laugh, you know, and that's not detrimental to some of the stuff that we're doing, but we enjoy our chats, you know, it's great to catch up. But let's give it 6 weeks. And here we are, episode 25.
I had some, I can't remember who this was, but someone went, your podcast, the man you did it with, he's very funny.
No, can't be.
I was like, was that when we had Jason on? Boom, revenge.
Ooh, exactly.
No, but, you know, I think it's got to be, and we're going to go into like, you know, I suppose we're into the section of why podcasting.
Yeah.
Loads of people are doing it at the moment.
Yeah.
Loads of people are doing it. And I don't know whether, and I think the key thing is the terms of engagement.
Yes.
In terms of what is Tech A Break? And I came up with that genius name.
Genius
name, much to Jess's enjoyment. Feel free to make a reel just to put on Jess's computer there, Alina.
Yeah, absolutely.
she was like, that's so terrible. I'm like, yep. It's perfect.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. Yep. Marketers ruin everything. You know, so I was like, you know, the terms of engagement for us is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about technology and business. And yes, we're talking about technology, but we're not talking about what wires and stuff we're talking, you know, we're just talking about the how we're using the technology. And that was always the kind of terms of engagement. And it was always going to be, we're not trying to go to somebody by our service or this, that, and the other.
By Teams.
Which, you know, and it's allowed us to go into a bit of knowledge sharing.
Yeah.
And I've benefited. So one client, I implemented that WP Forms and Zapier integration.
Yes.
Which is working right now.
Is that for your
London
client?
Yeah, London, the travel client. Thing. Yeah. Yep. So we're running a social media campaign right now in London. People see it. Ideally, hit the website and then ideally submit a like a consultation piece.
Yeah, but that was born out of the podcast episode that we did. Then you said, can you stay behind for half an hour? I've got some ideas, Andy. Yeah. We kicked it around and you went, okay, I think you've pointed me in the right direction.
And then I went, leave it with me.
Yeah,
and then a week later, done.
There you go.
So not only is it benefiting us professionally
and
personally, but it's also allowing us to explore some ideas.
I also think, and can I add, and I'm going to get the name wrong, so you're going to have to forgive me, I think it was Mark, but didn't he then on the Wi-Fi ubiquity went, I changed my SSID.
Yeah, so Mark, who came on, he says that he knows nothing about technology. However,
excuse me, he knew a bucket load of stuff.
He takes trucks apart for a living and puts them all back together again and then finds one wee bolt.
And it's a wee bolt because he's over his shoulder, wee. We don't need that anymore.
But that's what he does. I'm like, I couldn't do it.
No, absolutely. I'd
probably dissemble it all.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, No. I need Mark.
Typically now I open up the boot of my car and I just think, Mark, what's this?
But Mark said, I've been following your podcast and I've changed the name of my network and the password and all of this. And I was like, wow, brilliant. You know, and that's great.
It is. And if anybody has got anything out of these, then actually that's a benefit to me and you, because as you said, we're not getting paid. You know, we do this because we enjoy it. We think it's a nice thing to do, you know, and obviously to get some great guests on. And again, from our point of view, we don't pay the guests to come on the show.
No.
The guests love to come on the show. But obviously it's because we are plugging, for one of a better word.
Yeah, we do
Jason,
it. We put it out.
Hillary, Hannah Worsley, all the people that we've had on. Nick, Wobbly Hobbly Nick.
Wobbly Hobbly Nick.
Mode Shift. But they come on, thankfully, you know, and all they want to do is chat as well.
Sorry, he's Wobbly Hobbly because he's torn his Achilles, and that's the name Andy's given him, just to clarify.
Everybody has to have a name.
Yes.
Wobbly Hobbly Nick.
You've never told me mine, which leaves me concerned.
Yeah, Chipmunk.
But that was a podcast.
That was TikTok.
That was, so what we are doing, from our side, the HubSpot side, is we take the full episode that gets published on YouTube and Spotify podcasting and goes out on Apple.
Yeah.
So to get it on Apple, what you have, I haven't had to do because it was already connected from the Anchor days.
Oh, but clever.
Apple have brought in a thing where you need to go into your podcaster settings.
Right.
I think it's like connections or something like this. And what it allows you to do is hook up the RSS feed, which we've talked about.
We have.
And I've got a reel somewhere where you're going, RSS. What does it stand for? And I'm like, real sticky sausages.
Yes.
And I was like, I have no idea. You told me and you were like, I've got no idea.
No. I just know what it is. I don't.
But you know, you hook that up to from your feed and then you have to do some validation with Apple in their ecosystem, and you can connect the two and away it goes. So when you post on Spotify, it posts on Apple. Yeah. Same on Amazon and stuff like this. So
very clever.
You know, it's been a great learning experience in terms of how the technology moved on and what the requirements are. But, you know, for me, we chop every episode into some reels.
That's great for my content. It's serving your social media content and it's serving my social media content.
And we've also been putting stuff out, raising awareness about the, you know, the business club, the Armed Forces Covenant, that you pay VAT on marshmallows that are in the confectionery aisle.
Correct.
And not in the bakery aisle.
So you as know, you
all
say,
those really important issues.
Really important. I like the way you did that. Really important. Yeah. But no, again, if we're giving some of our listeners that little bit of tidbit of information, you know, like Mark, bless him, I've changed my SSID. You know, to me, I've done grit. I've helped somebody, you know, and we've always said my phrasing nowadays when I'm giving is the new selling.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Because actually,
we don't have to do this.
Well, who realistically is going to get yourself to go in and go, please change the SSID on my home?
Yeah.
Because you'd go, it'll cost this. And I'll be like, really? Just to change the name?
Yeah, exactly right.
You know, so it's not always worth it. But I think in terms of podcasts, our theme was always technology. I mean, take a break. The idea is we're having a break.
Yeah, we do. You know, we're not working.
We are talking about technology. And then we've got secondary, unlock your business through technology. And we're like, that's the route that we have chosen to take.
Yeah.
Then you've got like the tone of voice and sort of the way you do it. Some people use it to tell real stories for people in terms of someone who might have faced challenges and had to overcome the odds to achieve something. Some people may be very instructional, like teaching people how to do things. And then you've got like the big ones like, you know, the Joe Rogan podcast. I mean, that was huge. It signed with Spotify.
Yeah.
Brought him over to Spotify.
You've just stolen one of my top 10 facts.
Have it? Well, what have it? Oh, have I? Well, I'm sure you've got some meat on the bones, have you? Top 10 fact you didn't tell me about.
No, because I just wanted to think, you know, I do.
Go on then.
I do.
Go on then. Yeah, you do.
But yeah, okay, I'll start from the top.
Go on then.
Podcasts were originally known as audio blogs, dating back to the 1980s. However, it wasn't until the early 2000s that podcasting gained traction. Number two, the first podcast ever released was called Radio Open Source by Christopher Lydon back in the year 2003. This happened before the term podcast was coined. The term podcasting was coined by Ben Hammers, a Guardian columnist and BBC journalist. By 2005, the word was such common knowledge it had been added to the Oxford English Dictionary. Everyone was happy about it, except for Microsoft.
Really?
Yeah, because the term iPod started inflicting on their Windows Media Player.
So, I was wondering about this because when you just said the word podcast, I was like, I know what a podcast, everyone knows what that is now. But I'm like, if you actually think about, you know, like radio show.
Yeah.
It's more of a, as we would know it, a radio show, like when podcasting was new. So how on earth do you go from radio show to podcasting? Like, what does that actually, like?
Yeah, and it was this gentleman, the Guardian columnist, Ben Hammers, who basically just nicknamed it podcasting, but everybody took to it.
Yeah.
That was really good. Now, this is what you say. As of now, The Joe Rogan Experience holds the title for the most downloaded podcast. Each episode attracts a massive audience with approximately 1 million people downloading it. Joe Rogan is an American comedian and UFC commentator.
It's a great podcast.
Number five. Okay, I'll ask a question. Who leads the world in podcast consumption?
Oh, what, in terms of a country? Or
In terms of country and the number of the percentage of people listening in that country.
I'm going to go with Britain.
No, Sweden.
Sweden?
47% of Swedish respondents indicated they listened to a podcast in the last 12 months, far outranking any other country.
Wow.
So, number six, and this, you are going to love this. Twitter was born from a failed podcasting platform.
No way, really?
Absolutely. So two guys set it up. I didn't get all the information because I was running down to get this. Yeah. But basically, they started off as a podcasting firm that failed dramatically. But born out of that was the...
So they got rid of the audio and just left the description.
Yeah. So Twitter. One of the first MP3 podcasts was a track from The Grateful Dead. And he did it to prove that he could put music into the audio file.
Right.
Number eight, Microsoft wasn't happy that the podcast was named after the iPod. So that's it. Number nine, Ricky Gervais helped popularize podcasts. The Guardian reported that at the time the Ricky Gervais show averaged more than 260,000 downloads a week during its first month. The stat got him the most downloaded podcast spot in 2007 Guinness World Book of Records. And people spend an average of 6 hours a week listening to podcasts.
Do you know what, though? I love that. You brought real value to that.
Really, real value.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. The podcast, what I wanted to ask from you today is obviously, you know, back in June, you set this up. At that time, can you honestly say it was purely just for you and me to do that? You didn't think of this as a business venture? You didn't think it might turn into a business venture?
No, I mean, I have a lot of the kit.
But we started in your office, not this office.
Yeah. So, no.
No.
Last summer, I would not have gone. We would have a podcast studio. Now, look at that. Your phone's ringing. It didn't make a noise.
What does it say?
Suspected spam.
I'm going to kill that.
That's brilliant. It was a case of...
I'll come back to a funny story about suspected spam.
Right, okay. So it was fantastic because we just set it up. Yes, I was doing the odd bit with the client. And what I suppose the term that my mum likes to use is sweat the asset.
Right, in terms of using
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd invested in... We could do podcasts. I know we can do podcasts. I know what we did. It's just in terms of buying microphones and stands and all of this, it was like, I'm not just going to do that. So I had a client that was like, I want to do podcasting. I was like, we can absolutely do that.
Yeah.
I just wanted the better kit. I had other kit. We could use other microphones and this, that, and the other. But I was like, this needs to be done proper in terms of the vision. So when I was like, right, I'm doing that, I was like, well, what's my excuse now? It's the asset is in my office. Andy's upstairs. We chat about this sort of stuff. So it's sweat the asset, sweat the knowledge, I suppose, in that regard. Let's have the conversation we've been having anyway and just put it out there.
Yeah.
And so then we can turn it into content. But it wasn't like, I'm going to do this. It's going to be very transactional. It was just, we are doing this over here. I've needed the proper microphones. I love how it all sounds anyway.
Yeah.
And I always have. And I'm like, but now we've got an opportunity to do it. So it was just, it was a convenient reason, I think, is probably why we did it. But in terms of when I told, I remember knocking on your door and going, Andy, I think we should do a podcast. And you just went, yep. I was like, I need you to commit for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
My concern was I had a vision in my head, and this is often what you have with client services and work with people. I was like, I need you to commit for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
That's what I said to you. I went, you know, around holidays or whatever we're doing, but I need 6 episodes. That's what we need to do. We need to do it consistently. My biggest fear was you go, I'm not going to do that this morning. I need to go to this. But you've made it an absolute priority. And you just bought into what we've been doing from the get-go. Understandable now at this point, but from the get-go. So I was a bit like, I want to give it a go because it's so reliant. I can't do it on my own.
No.
Well, I could. Wouldn't be half as interesting. You need...
Or funny, apparently.
Yeah. It wouldn't be funny and it'd be less interesting. but as I need you to commit, and I am asking you to come and give an hour of your time every week to do that, but we'll handle the editing. So and I said to you, we can also use that content on your social media and we'll have that there. But it was never we're going to run this podcast and we're going to secure a sponsorship deal. I DM'd Greg's. They did answer.
Yeah, they did.
But they said they'd pass it on. Greg's.
Have you not got to say my camera, Greg's?
And then my camera, Greg's.
Good.
Your one?
My camera, Greg's.
My camera, Greg's. other sponsors are available. It was never a transactional thing. I never came and banged on the door, Andy, we're going to do a podcast and we're going to get signed by Spotify.
No, and obviously at that time it must have cost you time and money.
Yeah.
Because obviously, 100%. Bless Alina's doing the editing, you know, you were pushing it out there. And yes, I was getting some benefit out of that. But fast forward now, I know 5, 6, 7 people that you physically do podcasts with that, you know, again, let's be honest, it's transactional.
Yeah.
Darlington Business Workplace here, these lovely people here, they came and approached you.
Yep.
All because of something when you knocked on my door and said, shall we do a podcast together?
Yeah, and I think it's getting the terms of engagement right. If you and this is probably the biggest point I want to come to because it's what I get asked is, why are you doing it? Like, what value are you getting? Well, the truth is, I'm doing it. I think the same reasons for you. I enjoy it.
I enjoy it.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's a good
pay me later, Alina, for that comment.
It's you know, we understand what we're talking about. We, in terms of what we want to talk about, we understand why we're doing it, as in we both enjoy it, so it needs to be enjoyable.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise, what we're doing it. But then we know that off the back, yes, we can turn out social media content and we can put things out there. But I think the key thing is, if anyone thinks that you're going to put a podcast out there and get work, oh, no, wait, you did get
work. Oh, I did get work.
So it's playing for the, if you're looking at it as a commercial decision, yeah, that is possible. But the reason why you got that work is because we then went and chopped that up,
yeah,
and put it out as a short.
Yeah.
And then people might go, oh, I'll go and listen to the full episode. And that's in my view,
absolutely. But I also think that I know some of your clients that have said, I need to get my knowledge out there. You know, picking up on my phrase, giving is the new selling. We don't have people that come onto the show going, well, no, I'm not going to tell you that, because that's my intellectual property. That's my... You're like, no, I'll just tell you. You know, we've given away, not given away, we've spoken about hints of how to do social media, how to do IT, how to use PowerShell, how to use Power Automate. At no point have we gone, well, I can't tell you that, because that would be giving away my secret.
Hence why we're starting to, podcasting is really, like, in some regard, competitive regionally at the moment where we are and what we're doing. And I'm aware of that. And it's not cutthroat. It's just, it's competitive. But if someone really, I got asked a question the other day, how much has it cost to get to this point in terms of kit investment?
Did you swear?
Yeah, I rubbed my eyes. Nick in the building here goes, you know, when a business owner's in it, when you see them rubbing their eyes at their desk, just when you're trying to process something or deal with something. But yeah, it was a case of, you know, I don't know. Forget the cameras, $4,000-$5,000.
Absolutely.
To get to this level in terms of equipment and quality. Now, you can do it on less.
Oh, well, as you said, we started with your £40 mixer and your Mac.
Yeah, and it was just voice only.
Yeah.
But then you've got the camera gear, the cables, the mixer, the how we back up footage after the fact. That's my biggest threat at the moment. So you saw I've got a new hard disk system that I want to try and implement, where I'm going to put it into there. It's currently formatting that disk at the moment, but the idea is we'll plug the hard disk into that caddy, it'll plug into that unit, we'll run it, we'll hit record, we'll do the episode, stop recording, that hard disk comes out, and then it goes into another hard disk caddy to clone it to another hard disk, because then it's data backup and all of this sort of stuff. The camera that's pointing at me, there's £90 worth of SD cards in that camera right now. And that's
what about
just
my camera?
Five. No. Same. but because we shoot to both memory cards at once, it just gets expensive. So when you're looking at, you know, I'm saying like $4,000-$5,000, it's actually really easy to do that in terms of investing in it. But I know that the finished result that I'm trying to produce is the best.
I look at the quality, both in terms of audio, in terms of the video, in terms of the reel. And quite frankly, Adam, it's brilliant. You know what I mean? And as I say, I have got money out of it. To me, it's worth every penny that I've not spent.
Yeah, but I think the key thing is, as well, is if people want to do a podcast about Star Wars, and you, I think you did your Star Trek joke last week, but if someone...
I have another Star Trek joke.
The wonderful thing about the internet is there is space for people to just really delve into their interests. So, for example, I DJ, Andy's smiling at the cameras, because we're still resetting them. I DJ and I've got Mixcloud, and I can record a mix. I can put a mix out on Mixcloud. People can listen to it and access it. But you can have people that are interested in, say, house music in terms of what I'm putting on there. Yes, when I go to weddings or birthdays, I'm not playing house music.
Why?
Yeah, turns out it's inappropriate. That was a tough lesson.
I don't think that's right. Imagine walking down the aisle to like a whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah. So, but there's interest out there. I've started doing film photography.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many people are producing videos on film photography.
Also, we, you know, podcasting is audio, and yet we're recording it as video. Yeah. And on Spotify, they've added the option that you can actually watch the podcast. That's not actually...
I don't know the date. I'd love to see some data on how many people are watching it. I know...
Two.
Mark and Scully. In general. Say if 100 video podcasts went out, who's actually watching the...
But I think nowadays, most people, if you think about it, when you see anybody at a bus stop, at a restaurant or whatever we are a nation of just being on the phones.
When I was down in London, going to that contract meeting, there was a lad sat on the train opposite me, and I was playing chess on chess.com on the app, right? Because I quite enjoy it. Not very good.
No.
I'll have a go. Anyway, I then noticed the lad opposite me. So I'm playing like people on the internet, like chess.com, losing terribly. And then noticed the lad opposite me was also playing chess.
Ah.
He had headphones on. He's also playing chess. And I was like, how funny would it be if I was actually playing him right now and I didn't know?
That
showed me the level of, and when I'm talking about marketing, this, that, the other, how many phones are on Facebook at that time in terms of trying to dangle content in terms of paid advertising and this, that, and the other.
Go back to our episode about social media, scammers. Go back to our episode about the websites when we obviously collared Nick to come in. You both do websites. We get people, I don't know what to do. I don't know about content. I don't know how to get out on social media. I haven't got the time. I'd say to those people, carve an hour out. Yes, it costs you some money to hire this room, but that's fine. You will get hours of content. Hours and hours of content for that 1 hour.
Yep.
I've got that through yourself, where you will split up my, laughing, my jokes. What was it the other day? Somebody said to me on, I saw you on LinkedIn. Great idea about the putting your car keys in the wallet.
The Faraday
thing. He went, great idea. I've done it now.
Really?
So again, and I'm just like, do you know what? That's great. But to all of those people that say, I don't know what to say, I don't know how to do that content, I guess now, forget about the fact we're on episode 25, I probably must have five hours of reels that you're pushing out onto social media.
Yeah, I haven't thought about
that. So go, but that's what I'm saying. You go to these people that go, I do not know how to do social media. I would say to them, come on, hire you to do a podcast.
Yeah.
Commit to 6 weeks, and then out of that 6 weeks, even if you stop, you would get much content?
Got some content, very
100%.
Yep, we've got a new client that we're working with at the moment who hasn't been posting.
Yep.
And we are churning content and building that content. And yes, it could be images or video of other things, but if you then shot some podcast content, you've then got a load of other stuff as well that can be filtered.
But that's what I'm getting at, Adam. 100%. You've not only got the audio clips that you could put out on the social media platforms, you've got the video clips that you can put out. From those video clips, a few stills that are now could be used for your website or your Facebook or your Twitter. Again, it's unlimited.
I think the biggest challenge, like you say, is what you're going to talk about. I think that is. But when I thought, me and you have some great conversations about, great to us.
Yeah.
And great to other people that have got an interest. Those that are not interested in technology, it'll be absolute garbage.
For them. Absolutely.
But that's the point.
Yes.
Taking an interest in something. And I was like, Andy, we both have these conversations. Let's get it on the microphones.
Yeah.
And I think that once you overcome that challenge, I mean, we've got all of technology that we can talk about and business. Basically, we've got the whole subject of business, the whole subject of technology.
Yes.
Is kind of where we can sit, which means when we were like, what are we going to talk about yesterday? Took all of half a second to go podcasting because I've got loads of stuff to talk about with doing all of this because we're doing it.
Yeah.
We're interested in it. So what I'd say is, when you're picking your content matter, it could be about football.
It could be
anything. Know people that have done football podcasts and all sorts.
100%.
Rugby podcasts, obviously. I'm a rugby man. I listen to rugby podcasts and there's some great ones out there. There is loads of content that people could put out. I appreciate that there'll be some big players out there and big names. So like former professional rugby players. Now we're not going to get former professional. Actually, I might be able to, but we're not.
I get you.
We're not. You don't have that pull, and we're not Apple.
No.
Or Diary of a CEO.
No.
Or Stephen Bartlett.
I'm or Ricky Gervais or any of those.
And they've got huge podcasts and huge followers. Yeah. It's fantastic, but that doesn't mean you don't do it, because actually we're talking about a very localized experience in terms of in the Northeast, particularly with national stuff going on, but also with what's going on in the world. We talked about AI and deepfakes. And have we done deepfakes, actually?
Yeah, we did a little bit.
We need to do something.
I still need to come back to my scam, I think.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you the scammer thing now. So episode one was obviously about scammers.
Yes.
And how we're doing it. And as you noticed on my phone there, it said scam phone call.
Yes.
So I'm just going back in terms of history. Lovely.
So that was the episode where social media companies are all scammers.
Yeah.
Well, it turned out that the people that said that to me...
All right, yes.
Then scammed me.
Oh.
As in, we've done a lot of work. They haven't paid us.
That's not very nice.
The irony.
The irony of it.
The irony.
So I was travelling down to London with a very good colleague of mine, Neil Webb, and we were just laughing and joking. And it was one of those daft things where I suddenly looked up onto the motorway and there was a sign. And you know, like they have said, Darlington, Newcastle, Middlesbrough, like 25 miles, 70 miles on there. And there was one that came up and it literally read Yaxley Stanley Fenton. And I went, oh, wow, doesn't that sound like a great British name? Like, hello, I'm Stanley Yaxley Fenton. So it literally, we just giggled away like little schoolboys. So just like that. You know, and we had all the laughs and what are you named and what's your, you know, I've got two sons, Tarquin and Ralph. And at that time, suddenly a scam phone call came through.
Right.
And I just picked it up and I went, oh, watch this, Neil, or listen to this. And I picked up the phone, and it was definitely a scam company trying to get me. And they went, "Can I, may I speak to Andrew Reid, please?" And I'm like, "He's not here at the moment. Stanley Yaxley Fenton here, there." Said, "Can I help at all?" And they put the phone down on me. And me and Neil just went, "It worked! It worked!"
That's the answer.
And not kidding you, about 20 minutes later, another scam phone call came through. I answered, "Yaxley Stanley Fenton here. Can I help you? Looking for Andrew Reid." "Oh, he's not here at the moment. I think he's out shooting trout." Put the phone down on me. So now, whenever I do answer a scam phone call, I just do that.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
There are some really good videos on YouTube in particular of scam. There's a lady, forgive me, because I'd love to reference her channel. Yeah. She can do the Alexa voice.
Can she really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she can do the Alexa voice and she's talking to these scammers.
Yeah.
And she's making content. You know, so I talk about making content. She's taking these calls and going, "Hello, I am Alexa."
Yeah.
Like this. And they're like, "What's your surname?" "I don't have a surname."
You know, that's really good.
It's fantastic.
I watched a YouTube series, about four or five of them, where this gentleman in America literally...
Kit Boger.
Yeah, he literally turns the tables and hacks the guy that's attempting to hack him.
Yeah.
And bless it, the one that I saw was like, you know, "Don't do this to me. I'm doing this for a living." Well, no, choose a different career then. You know, "I'm literally wiping your hard disk." "No, you can't." And literally did it.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth a watch
if you're sick of scam phone calls.
Oh, definitely.
Because it's nice to know that they're out there. But there's an example where, you know, in terms of topics and this, that, and the other, they've gone, "This is what I can do." Now, we're not advocating you hack into people's computers and turn the tables. But if that's what they're choosing to do, well, that's their choice at the end of the day.
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, they've got their subject matter.
Yes.
And they're leaning into it.
That's an interesting point, because I think that, you know, if I look at all of my customers, and if I just pick up one of them and say, "Do a podcast," they would probably be like everybody else. What? Who would want to listen to a podcast about whatever trade market they're in? And I would return that and go, probably quite a few thousand people, because everybody else is doing it.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily, as you said, have to be the Ricky Gervais. You don't necessarily have to be that. We've got, you know, bless us, a small listening audience, but
we're equally getting work off it.
We're equally getting work out of it. I would say the same thing to all of my other customers, are going, as long as you are passionate about what you do and you can talk passionately about it, I think other people in the same industry or other people listening would go, "Do you know what? That's a really knowledgeable person, or, you know, I want to deal with these people. I'd like to pick up the phone to them and go, 'Hi, can I help? Or can you help me?' Do you know what? And what have you lost?"
A couple of interesting things that have happened with other clients is, you know, we launched a podcast, we got to episode 3, and we had people going, "I'd love to be on your podcast."
After only three episodes.
Yeah, but the guest who wanted to come on, the client himself has been trying to reach that individual for years, like wanting an introduction.
Yeah.
And he had a mutual friend where he could go give me it, and he goes, "Oh yeah, but you need to get this right. Like, if you don't have the right offering in terms of speech, like, why do you want to talk to him? You've got to have that on point." And I get that.
Yeah, definitely.
Thinking about not just, "Hi, I want to work with you." Like, "Hi, I think we should do this." So basically, we put out 3 episodes. We put out the social media content, and then we see a DM come through going, "Can I come on your episode? I'd love to." And he's the guy that he's wanted to speak to for about 3 years.
Well, again, there's proof
and he got in touch with him.
Yeah, but that's it.
But it's a great great way of doing it. People are interested. You can put people on in terms of showcase what's going on. For us as well, it's a bit about showcasing the building that we're in, the Definitely. Team that we have, you know, hence why we had Dan on, and kind of the business community. It's really important to do.
Yeah.
I think in all, what we're agreeing is podcasting is good.
No, absolutely. It's a little bit like garlic bread. It's the future.
It's the future. Peter Kay, what a legend.
Good to see you next year.
Peter Kay, if you want to come on.
Absolutely.
We'd welcome you.
Yeah.
I don't think we'd be able to move for laughter.
No, very true. But he wouldn't be as funny as me.
No comment, Your Honour.
Okay, mate. Thank you.
But yeah.
Yeah, so, but that's the key for me. We've enjoyed this journey. The journey's all been about tech, but we've obviously used the podcasting to get out that message to, you know, both visually and audibly. Audibly, yeah. Visually.
Live and uncut.
Yes, live and uncut, Mr. Chipmunk. But from that point of view, it's been great for my, you know, I've loved it. I've loved every episode that we've done. I think all of our guests have loved it.
Converting leads or bringing leads, that's a secondary. That's a bonus, actually. I enjoy doing it. I would strongly encourage anyone to give it a go. Yes, I appreciate there's a barrier when it comes to equipment or hiring a space or doing it, but you can use the Podcasters app yourself, like I definitely, started in the early days. Definitely. You can absolutely do that. The other way we did it in lockdown is we did a meeting on Zoom.
Yeah,
or it could be Teams. Record the meeting, strip the audio file out and put that into. You can absolutely access it.
Yeah.
And if you've got something that is of interest and to you...
Everyone will have something of interest.
Yeah, the chances are there are other people who are interested
definitely.
In the same thing.
But I think you've given the opportunity for people to come in who maybe, you know, not the fact that they can't invest in it, because you should say your own phone can do it all, but this place offers a fantastic opportunity, you know, and as I was saying previously, if somebody comes in and just commits to you for X number of weeks, even if they've got nothing out of it, you know, or from their point of view, they feel as
a
conversion of business leads, what have they actually gained? Lots and lots of media, so lots of audio.
The question is, though, what can we do? So now, because we've got the mixer in there, we can actually do workshops, conference calls. There's no reason why this episode that Alina's sat switching cameras right now, we could be piping that out to Teams for a conference call. We could be piping it out to YouTube. Like, the application of how you can do this is actually so much broader. And that's what I'm looking at. So imagine... do a workshop.
Well, we've, funnily enough, obviously off air, we've spoken about doing a Teams workshop
via
a podcast.
Yeah. And we could, I said is, because I only told you that we'd put that in the other day, but you hadn't seen it until you walked in this morning. And I said, we'd do it in here. Because what we can do is plug your laptop into the mixer. We can actually do picture in picture.
Yeah.
I need to set it up on there. Alina, press the picture in picture button and see what happens. Is it just me twice? Give me a thumbs up if it is. Or have we got two different camera angles? The other day I had me twice on the screen. I couldn't work out what was going on. So
that's doubly awful for people.
Yeah. Have you found the button, Alina? Is it me twice? No. Oh.
Is it both of us? It's
you and then this one. Ah. Yeah. So it's camera one. So is camera one the big picture or the little picture?
Okay. Well, there we go.
There we go.
But you could do that.
You can do that. You can edit all that with software as well. I just haven't got it hooked into there. But you could have, you know, your head in the bottom corner, like you would on a Teams call or anything else. But you could have the thing on there. But you could go live. The other thing I want to do is live stream a DJ set out of here.
Oh, that would be
fabulous. I'm going to invite, obviously, outside of work hours. And it doesn't need to be loud. That's the other thing, because someone's saying, oh, if you do that, it'll be really loud. I went, no, it doesn't actually. You can have it at normal volume. It's just what's piping out. So I'm going to approach you. He doesn't know it. Brad from House of the Phil, I'm going to approach him and say, right, mate, what if we just trial there? I'll do a set and you do a set. We'll do it on an evening in here and we'll set up the room and we'll put some lights in and, you know.
I'll bring beer and pizza.
You bring beer and pizza. There we go. But it could be quite a cool thing to
do. I'll sponsor that. That'd be great.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd sponsor that. That'd be really good.
But, you know, like, it's not just about podcasting. It's also about how you use the tech.
Tech.
Coming back to that. Genuinely really interested. And then I'm like, right, we got to this point. Oh my word, there's so many other bits we could do.
Yeah.
You know, so whether that is a call and you want that professional look and feel.
Yeah.
Whether, you know, this TV screen behind us, you could have the rest of the team's call on there, but still using the cameras to talk to people and present. We could flip it around so you've got both sets in action.
No, definitely. I think from my point of view as well, I've approached probably, I would say, 20, 30 of my customers. Just, you know, and it's like I've got that relationship where somebody was saying, you know, what were you doing last week or what have you done today? Like, oh, I've just finished my podcast. Oh, have you got a podcast? I'm like, yeah, take a break, blah, blah, blah. I said, would you be interested in coming on and talking? Absolutely.
Yeah, no,
you know,
so
I've literally had people, you know, knocking on the door, yeah, asking if they can be a member, a guest.
So I've worked out, so I'm going away in a couple of weeks' time.
Hooray!
I'm glad you don't have the sound effects. You'll be pressing the applause button. But outsourced HR want to come on the podcast.
Yes, they do.
And there's three of them.
Absolutely.
There's your solution. There's my solution. Having four microphones.
Yeah. And so I think you should host them. We also use this, as you say, can we use this system to get you to dial in from New Zealand?
Well, we could do, yes, we could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'd be a live feed. We'd have to work out how we connect it exactly. We can dial straight into there, no issue.
Yeah, but I'm thinking use you on, you know, yeah, I could look at
we'd
you
we'd have
on
to duplicate a screen probably. So probably have your laptop here with Teams just for making life easy more than anything. But then if you hooked me into like this camera 4 that's not being used, like channel, you can rename them. You could just hook a HDMI in there and you'd have me on video feed.
Now that's something to be good
on
for.
On the beach.
Yeah, absolutely. But that'd be really good though, wouldn't it?
But you could do that sort of thing. So there's a whole host of stuff that you can do. And I think, yes, podcasting, absolute focus of today. But it is tip of the iceberg in terms of what I've basically tried to do here is create, and the reason why it's called Darlington Stream Space is it's not Darlington Podcast Space, although the Instagram account is Darlington Podcast on Insta.
No,
but that was deliberate.
Yeah.
Partly Stream Space wouldn't fit.
I
was like, the reason why it is Stream Space is I always knew that we can use the same technology to do it. We've essentially created a production studio in here in Business Central and can use that as we see fit, whether it's a video for YouTube or whether it's a live stream or whether it is a podcast, you can do it. So, I'm only just tip of the iceberg.
It's honestly.
I've also might have, in my free time, one night, built a learning management system in the back of a WordPress website on the subdomain to create a workshop page where people could log in and do workshops.
Just
and embed
because you can.
Just because
you can.
But you could embed videos, you could put all of this, you could record it all in here, for example.
Yeah.
So I'm just, it's a proof of concept.
It's proof
exploring
of concept.
What I can do with the technology. Yeah. And the problem in our business is half the time you only learn it by having a go and trying to connect the dots. So it's like a mock learning environment. So if someone goes, oh, could I do a training thing? I'm like, yes. And I can say that now.
Yeah. But I also think out of what these episodes have done, I can genuinely say that we've come up with maybe ideas that we've said, oh, that's a good idea. Why don't we do that? And obviously I'm talking about the automation in Teams, the Microsoft booking that you came up with. Remember you had Calendly.
I'm firing that booking system
absolutely
all over.
Now, honestly, had a customer yesterday saying, I'm trying to do this. I would like to buy or trial DoodlePoll. And I went, why aren't you using Microsoft bookings? And she went, what's Microsoft bookings? Sent her the video and sent her the link. She went, but that's exactly what I want. How much is it? It's free.
It's
you've already
included.
Got it.
And she was like, I didn't know that. And we were talking about the subject so much. So no wonder people don't know about
it. What I'm saying is, as another advantage of these chats, you came up with Calendly that then led to Microsoft bookings.
You went, don't you know you have it?
Don't even know you have it. I've then got a customer asking me about X and I'm going, well, why don't you use bookings? So, you know, roundabout way, the podcast has helped me provide my customer with more information and set up and save them money. Because I'm like, you don't need to buy it now. You've got Microsoft bookings.
And when we booked in your photo shoot yesterday, Michelle's like, when are you available? And I threw her the bookings link.
Yeah.
And she was like, I just had to use it.
Yeah, no, definitely. So you know, we're setting it up for lots of other customers now. So it's great. You know, so
it's
a good
so much
positive
easier. If you can use, what I'm going to say, first of all, if you don't have Microsoft Teams or bookings or whatever, if you can use Calendly, and sync it, do it. Because
my camera,
when someone goes,
Teams,
when can you do this? And you're like, Tuesday morning, Thursday morning. Instead, what I do now is I go, click the link in my signature.
Yes, because you do get that. When are you available? I'm available Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday afternoon. Oh, I can't make that. When are you available? And then it just got much
so
easier.
I just go, there you go. That's my calendar. I just have a responsibility to keep my calendar up to date, but it should be up to date.
No, but it should be up to date, yeah. But that's what, now this customer that I was talking about, they are only using it for internal use, but that's fine.
Yep.
You know, absolutely
cuts
fine.
Down.
No, so it's great that it can do that.
Yeah. So, weekend?
Very, very excited.
Oh, really? Go on then.
Yes.
Go on,
then. We have got an invitation to the director's box for Newcastle football game tomorrow, where Mark Knopfler is he's releasing a new album because they run out to his tune every
yeah,
week.
Yeah. Local hero.
Yeah, local hero. But we've got tickets. So there's a train strike on tomorrow, but we're getting a taxi up.
Wow.
12:30 in the director's box for lunch, canapés, champagne, watch the match, then go back and be invited back for more drinks.
My day is like the complete opposite of that.
Is it really?
Tomorrow. Well, I am playing rugby.
Good.
Which I'm really excited to do. Big game. Third in the league. We're top of the table.
Top
of the table.
He's doing his own voice because we can't get it on. Yeah, so we're currently top of the table and we're playing. We've got one game in hand, so it's getting very tight.
We're tight at the top.
Third place. Beat second place last week.
Oh my goodness.
Which did us a favour.
Yeah.
But then we've got, well, third place, obviously fancy it. So a bit of a thing. And then Miles from MDOC Entertainment, MDOC Entertainment, he's gone, please help me. I need a DJ. So believe it or not, I'm playing rugby, which will finish around 20-4. I'm then DJing at 5:30 till 10.
Can I make one small suggestion? Shower before turning up to the DJ.
Yeah, I will, of course.
Full of mud.
Yeah, it's not the most. Personally, I love DJing. I love rugby. I'm not being negative. I'm helping.
Yeah, helping.
Basically, there was an issue that I'm helping with.
Oh,
so,
great.
A pleasure to help.
Of course, 100%
pleasure to help. And actually, it's a gender reveal party.
Oh my goodness
me! I've never done one.
That's
never had
interesting.
DJ one. 5 till 10.
Okay.
So I'll be interested to see how big a party, a gender reveal party can be. I've never been to one.
That'd be really interesting.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. And then
Sunday,
I'm just chilling out Sunday.
Yeah,
100%.
Chilling.
I've got a networking event tonight as well in Darlington.
Oh, wait, where's that?
Just Town Centre
in
Darlington. So looking forward to that. But yeah, other than that, I am just going to try and rest.
Yes, absolutely. And I know that's good. So looking forward to tomorrow. That's going to be really good.
100%. We'll enjoy that.
Thank you very much indeed. We'll catch up next week.
Absolutely. So we are going to end the podcast live because we're no longer editing off the back if this is all working.
Right, and there's no button to say stop.
So we're going to say bye, everybody, and we're going to end the podcast in 3,
2,
1.
Goodbye.
Bye.